My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. We'll talk a little Nats baseball at 9 o'clock with Mike Rizzo, their GM. Mike Loxley, head coach of the Terps, joins us at 9:45. Maryland coming off a thrashing of UConn.
Pwned them.
They've
pwned
got
them real good.
The Spartans next, which you can listen to on the Team 980 this Saturday. Pregame starts at 2:30.
Let me look at that spread.
Spartans look terrible offensively. Brought in Jonathan Smith's new the coach that comes in from Oregon State, brought in a quarterback, didn't play great. They only scored 16 points against Florida Atlantic.
Love it.
So Maryland should be a pretty sizable favorite.
They're going to play some Billy Ball.
9-10 points.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've been going through the Commanders' schedule.
Playing eight.
This is going to be what we rely on throughout the year. This is the official prediction. Everything else you can toss out.
It's gone.
This is it. Right now, through five games, EB has the Commanders off to a 4-1 start, which would be awesome.
I know everybody wants to say, oh, EB's just a homer. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, but that's not why I'm picking. I literally think we're not playing that great of teams. The only one that I feel a little bit uncomfortable about is the opener against Tampa, to be honest with you. But I don't feel bad picking us to beat the Giants at home. I don't feel bad about picking us to beat the Cardinals or the Browns. I mean, you call me a homer, fine, but... whatever.
All right, let's go with our picks for at Baltimore.
Is anybody going to pick them to upset Baltimore on the road?
I am not.
The Ravens should be heavy favorites. They deserve it.
All right, so that's a quick one. Let's move to the, I believe this is the Daryl Green retirement of the jersey game.
Ooh, it's a big one.
Home to Carolina, week 7.
They better get a dub here. I'll give them a win.
That has to be a win.
Winner.
I don't think pregame stuff affects games. But they're the Panthers.
Again, this schedule is loaded with
dude, it's not just me saying it. We have one of the weakest schedules. We went through it. Unpredictable has us as the seventh weakest schedule.
That's correct.
All right, yeah.
I think that the Panthers will be better than last year.
They should be better. They can't be worse.
I mean,
it's impossible.
Not too
Bryce
difficult,
Young is
right?
Worse this year than he was last year.
But I just don't see them winning this game.
Right, by the way, it goes without saying. The Panthers.
But it goes without saying we can lose any of these games.
Of course.
It's happened a million times. But I'll pick us against Carolina in this circumstance 100 times out of 100.
I'm guessing you may have the same mantra for the next opponent. The matchup of the number one and number two overall picks, Caleb Williams, comes to Northwest Stadium week 8. They take on the Bears.
Didn't the Bears smash them last year?
Of course.
Yes, they did.
With Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm. Fields look like
I think they'll
Hall
do it again.
I have the Commanders beating the Bears to improve to 5-3.
I don't know why. I just have them winning. I don't know why.
Can you imagine
if Daniels and Caleb are having really good rookie years and they're facing each other? This is a home game, correct?
It's a home game.
They have so many weapons.
They do have a lot of weapons. But can you imagine the hype?
Does this have
around the league
game of the week potential for week 8? I'll have to peruse the whole sked.
EB, you got them beating the Bears?
No, I'm going to just go against my nature. Because typically in a vacuum, I would pick us against the Bears. But I also have to be realistic and say I can't see them being like 6-1 or whatever the hell I've got them at. So we'll probably lose the game we shouldn't against a horrible franchise like the Bears.
So you have them dropped to 5-3.
Yeah.
I've got same record that I Cakes has.
I've got them 4-4.
That's a game that I want. I'm desperate to pick us because they're the Bears, and I have very little regard for that franchise.
The Bears. All right. I've got them 4-4 after this win.
All right. Week 9, they travel to MetLife to take on the Giants just because of like so many bad memories of being at MetLife and playing in the Meadowlands. I haven't taken an L in week 9.
I think Daniel Jones is either hurt or benched by this game. Who's their backup?
Drew Lock.
Yeah, Drew Lock's playing in this game.
Okay. That could very
well. What about the spaghetti guy? Are they keeping all three of them?
DeVito still on the roster?
Is he still on the roster or is he on the practice squad?
I think he might have made the roster. I'll have to double check that.
I've got Washington winning. This is 3 straight wins.
Ooh. I'll give him a win.
Do you have him losing? So you got him sweeping the Giants just like I do.
I do.
They never sweep the Giants.
I don't love that.
I know. That's why I picked them and take it out.
Yeah,
that's
probably a bad pick, but you know what? I don't like the Giants.
I think I have to. I don't love it. I'm used to losing in New York. But I don't have any regard for them. I don't think they're that good. That's a tough one. The thing is, I got to give me a dub.
Dub for the Commanders. All right, week 10, you're back at Northwest Stadium. Commanders host the Pittsburgh Steelers. I have, much like you have no regard for half the teams in the NFL, I think Russell Wilson, despite having half decent numbers last year, I don't have a lot of faith in him. I think the Commanders win at home against the Steelers.
I think they lose the Steelers. TJ Watt is still there. Mike Tomlin is still there. They find ways to win.
Maybe Justin Fields plays again and torches them.
I guess it could happen.
I just think it's too easy to say they're going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers at home because the Steelers aren't great. And who knows if they're going to have a winning record. Tomlin always has winning records, but I have them losing the Steelers.
Is it my turn?
Because they're not going to win four straight.
Is it my turn?
You're up.
I don't think the Steelers are very good, but I have tremendous respect for the franchise, Cakes, for tremendous respect for Tomlin.
You have reverence for them?
I do. I'm going to pick the Steelers here.
I'm the only guy picking the Commanders to beat the Steelers.
I'm going to pick the Steelers.
All right.
That game could go either way, but it just got to be real. I got to pay my respect.
Week 11, a trip to the Link looms for the Commanders. I've got them taking an L, falling 6-5.
I've got them taking an L because, remember, this is a short week. Mm-hmm. They're playing the Steelers on the 10th. They play the Eagles on the 14th in Philly. So I will take the Eagles.
JP. I'll also go with the Eagles. I mean, conventional wisdom. They're on the road against a really good team.
Yeah. Sorry. I can't, you know.
Prime time game, too.
Obviously, we can win, but I will take, I will predict a loss in that game.
All right. The Comms are back home now for 2 straight. They host Dallas in week 12. I think Dallas is a house of cards that could potentially just all fall apart. I've got the Commanders beating Dallas in week 12, improving to 7-5.
Jason?
I've got them losing to Dallas, even though they do have a nice break because they play the Thursday night against the Eagles, and then they got 10-day break. But I still have them losing to the Cowboys.
This is a Dan Quinn revenge game.
I think CeeDee Lamb has a huge game. Mm-hmm.
Dan Quinn revenge game. I think Washington will split this year with the Cowboys. They will win this game at home.
I will take us dub.
All right, last game before the bye. This is week 13.
Cakes, did you have them with the win or an L?
I have them with a win over Dallas. They get to 7-5. The Titans come to town week 13.
Did I miss something?
I mean, unless I did bad math, I think I'm at 7 wins at this point. The Titans come to town week 13. This is a different look for the Titans team. It's not going to be Derrick Henry plotting with the ball 20-plus times per game. The offense should look different. Will Levis is probably going to try to distribute the ball to D-Hop and Calvin Ridley. They've got a two-headed monster at running back, but I still think the Commanders have enough to top the Titans. They get to 8-5 heading into the bye week.
I've got them beating the Titans. I think they're going to be different. Maybe they're going to try and throw the ball a little bit more because they don't have Derrick Henry anymore, but I just don't see Will Levis or possibly Mason Rudolph.
Right.
If Levis is banged up, winning at Washington. So I will take Jaden Daniels and the Commanders in this game.
EB, how many Lombardis do the Titans have?
Zippy.
I'm going to go with Washington.
Washington. This is, I mean, the Titans suck. They're the Titans.
All right, week 14 is the bye. So the coming out of the bye, the Commanders are on the road. They go to one of Drab T-shirts, maybe his favorite town in the U.S. Mm. They're at New Orleans in week 15.
New Orleans is a dump.
I've got them beating the Saints.
Man, you got them on a three-game heater. So
you got them beating the Saints, improving to 9-5. I'm just not a big,
9-5.
I'm not a big Derek Carr guy.
Neither am
I. I don't believe in him. They do have a new offensive coordinator in town.
Kubiak's
kid.
Yeah,
that's
Clint.
That's reason for some optimism, but I still think the Commanders can go in there and get a dub.
You know what, Cakes? I think you sold me on it. I'm going to take the Commanders here the Saints.
Also, a Chase Young revenge game. Remember that for the Saints side. It's not going to be enough.
Go ahead. What do you got, Lurch?
Is Chase Young even a starter on the depth chart?
He sucks. He's irrelevant.
I read something positive about him.
He sucks.
A few days
I think
ago.
I read that he was a backup on the depth chart.
Yeah, he
really
sucks. He sucks.
I don't know that for a fact.
He doesn't love it.
I've got them losing to the Saints.
Yeah, he's a freak athlete. He doesn't love it. JP, you have.
He's picking the Commanders here. I believe.
I'm taking my boys. I have no regard for their quarterback. Very little. Winner.
That side of the studio, 9-5. This side of the studio, 6-8, I believe, both of us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Go ahead. We're going to finish up.
All right, week 16, hosting the Eagles. I think the Eagles are an NFC favorite. I think they sweep the Commanders. I've got an L here for the Commanders at home. They fall to 9-6.
Mm-hmm. I concur. Eagles are better. Plus, this is going to be playoff positioning, and I think the Eagles and Cowboys might be battling it out in the division. So a huge game for Philly.
Jason?
I got Philly sweeping them. Like you said, if they're healthy, this is going to be a huge game for them. Plus, Philly has won, 9 of the last 10 against Washington, something like that.
Ooh, Jahan Dotson revenge game, too. Don't forget that.
That's a good angle.
So I like the Eagles here.
Yeah, but it's also the... I guess he's not the offensive coordinator. What did they give? What title did they give the former Eagles offensive coordinator?
Johnson, right?
Yeah, it's his revenge game.
Brian Johnson?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, I will also, against my nature, take the Eagles. I just think they're a better football team, so they should win. I hope we beat them, but they should win.
All right, coming down the stretch here, last two games, week 17, the Commanders host my guy. We share a birthday. Mm. Kirky. Falcons come to town. I've got them beating the Falcons. I think the Falcons will be improved on offense. They made some moves to upgrade the defense, trading for Matthew Judon. Still think the Commanders are going to be better at home. I've got them with the dub. That gets some double-digit wins.
I think they get the win there, too.
Man.
It's going to be their last regular season win, in my opinion.
EB, what are you doing with the Falcons?
This is the one I'm waffling on. I go with the Falcons, but I do respect Kirk. So I'm going to – I kind of have them swooning. So I'm going to have – this is where I lose my balls.
Uh-oh.
This is where I lose my balls right here.
Are the Falcons the favorite to win their division? Most spots?
It's either them or the Bucs. Yeah. I mean, I haven't looked at
– I'm going to pick the Falcons. I think we swoon at the end.
I think the Falcons are going to be much better.
Yeah,
if Cousins is 100%,
I think
Bijan's gonna have a big year.
He should.
I think London has a big year, but
they're the Falcons.
I don't see them losing four straight at the end of the year. So I'll have them beating the Falcons, but I don't feel great about that.
You do have them. Had you given them a loss, it would have been 6 out of 7. Brutal stretch.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of have to win in the second half.
Yeah, they got to win a game, so they'll beat the Falcons.
The easier part is the beginning, to be honest.
All right, your season finale at Dallas, week 18. I have them losing to the Cowboys to close out the regular season at 10 wins, 7 losses.
So this is dicey because we don't know if that game's going to mean anything for Dallas.
Just assume it means something.
If it means something, I like Dallas.
Yeah,
they could easily just punt the game.
I don't think Dallas is going to be so good this season that they're just going to be able to like rest everybody when it comes down to week 18.
Well, you never know. I mean, they might have a wild card locked up and they can't get any worse than like the 5 seed.
That could be the case. I think Dallas is going to be fighting for a wild card in week 18.
All right. Well, I still have them. So it's a big game for Dallas, so I have them losing to Dallas.
Yep.
I have them losing. I had them beating them at home season split. That gives me a 7-10 record, which I think I had the first time. Yep. Actually, maybe I had 8-9 the last time.
I have them losing on the road to Dallas. Of course, I have many wins at Dallas in my career, but as a fan. But I have them losing. So I have a swoon. See, I have us getting off to a good
three
start.
Game,
maybe running out of gas.
Three-game losing streak
Jaden
at the end.
Jaden hits the rookie wall, and we finish 9-8.
After the late bye.
Yeah. I don't know what the bye week means. Haven't they kind of done math on that? And it's kind of like teams after bye weeks. I don't know.
All right, we got our final predictions are in.
Yeah. I do agree with myself that if I had balls, I'd pick us at Atlanta. It goes against my nature to pick Atlanta and Chicago.
I kind of want to give them one more win.
I don't know why you're not jumping into the 10 win club over here.
So unless I'm wrong,
the water's warm, my
friend. I'm a little bit scared. Has him at 10-7.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
EB 9-8. I mean, both huge turnarounds from a team that won 4 games. Jason and I have them +3, which is a good improvement to 7-10.
7-10 will be a
three-game improvement.
Yeah, I'm not big into that. I don't think that's a big difference.
You want instant
that's
turnarounds.
That's a big difference.
4-7.
Four to seven, that's a huge difference.
Maybe. Maybe.
It's almost double.
Maybe.
You would take that.
Seven wins will be a little bit disappointing.
Feels a little blah.
I'm sorry. I've been there like a million times.
Right.
It's blah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9 o'clock. Talk some Nats baseball as they're getting close to the end of the season. And Mike Loxley, head coach at Maryland, joins us at 9:45. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.